kan få in kanske någonstans i the story. Take it in English. We just put this current situation into a film script similar to Don't Look Up. Synopsis here. So we show these two storylines, whatever you want to call it, perspectives. One is the mainstream media picture. The one that people see on their screens and the mobiles and the social media and all of that. Where you've got the big smiling good guys with the white teeth over there in the West. Heroic, free, brave, what not. And then the demon over there in the East. Or the demons. Another demon there also, another one. But then we look at the thing under the surface, and like today I have this story to put in there. You got Israel and they are so, of course they are put there by the big ones in the West to try to get control over the Middle East, and now they got this leader there who is just not, he's a total fascist, total Turin, and he makes them embarrassed. So we have discussions there with the diplomats, and you know, you're embarrassing us, and well, you promise to support us, and it's your only interest. We gotta do this, and but they are heavy, rough people who have taken charge of that country, and it's becoming a problem. And then they are now going down there towards, they completely go berserk, threatening war with Egypt, which is also a puppet regime. So we have the bunch of puppet regimes down there, Saudi Arabia, and you know, they're all the same. But now it gets so obviously weird that the president of Egypt, when Egypt gets attacked by Israel, can't support Israel. It just doesn't make any sense. So then they go to China and have a meeting there, which of course is not visible on the surface there. You see Taylor Swift instead. And they speak politely with this polite leader there and saying, you know, we can't go on like this anymore. I mean, it's, if we continue supporting America and being bribed or paid off by them, and you know, we get this so many billions of dollars every year, and but if you give us that instead, then we will give up that and cooperate with you instead, which they of course say yes to. So in this way, this Israel stands there alone. And we see actually how this US is dwindling. And we show how it happens that these corporations have become so big. It's all capitalism, it's all the cowboys, you know, and it's all that which once made America what it is thought to be. The nation of the brave, and you know, they start with empty hands and make your own fortune and all that. Freedom to pursue happiness, whatever they say. We show that, but then you show how these have become monstrous, huge corporations who then have their lobby and are controlling the Congress and the presidents. They sponsor them. They can make a president or a Congress member or a senator or whatever. And they can break them, get them out of there in no time. So powerful they are, and you can use media, you can use this and that, the legal system. So in this way, now the situation is so that the Congress or the leaders up there on top, the actual ones leading in the power, actual power positions, they are appointed, put there by the by the business giants and with their blessings and staying there as long as they have those blessings. And of course, their first job is to serve their masters, American in business, because that's what America needs, right? So we can slip now into the mainstream media image there again, you know, all these slogans. And then you've got the Make America Great Again guy, what to do with him. So it's just going wild. And the economy is going down, they're just pouring in immigrants, and they're fighting on the streets, and there's all this madness. And the drugs, and the crime, and the guns, and the guns. And the Trump, and the supporters, and domestic war threat. And of course, because these politicians, the leaders of that nation, they are not qualified anymore. They know how to serve their business master, but they don't know how to run a country. And what's worse, their careers are made by doing things abroad. So they are out there making wars and toppling governments and all kinds of weird things to compete for the attention. Look at me, what a great leader I am. I just killed off a leader in this country in Africa. Yeah, cocktail parties and, you know. The rest of the world then just stands there looking at and thinking, what's going on here? And then again, we slip up to the mainstream media and you have the Hollywood version and everything looks perfect. And it's just the others who are bad, bad, bad. And after a while, the whole world is bad. It's just those smiling, great guys over there left. And then the smile cracks and you see that they were actually the bad guys. But they realize the bad and the good, they are within us, deeper. So it's not so simple either. But then you've got the psychopaths and they're... That actually, it's all run by people who are just ambitious, who have no proper leadership training or... Because in politics, just as in religion and other groups, where power is available and profits, it attracts psychopaths. They are good at it. They are merciless. They are determined. They know how to talk. They talk and walk the walk. And so we can tell something about that too. But then, most importantly there, the raising of the other side, the people who go, now, this is enough, you know. The small town people, we can put that into our pants, you know, that whole story pretty nicely, I think. Yeah.